Chad and John. You want to talk some
trash? I just looked up George Clooney's net worth, and this is an older figure. It had him at $500 million. That number's about to go up a little bit as George Clooney and Cindy Crawford's husband sold this tequila brand that they were partnered in for $1 billion.
Casamigos?
Yeah. Now, part of the deal is that George Clooney and Randy Gerber, that's the name of Cindy Crawford's husband, have to remain with the company. You get the feeling they don't care if Randy Gerber remains with the company. They would like George Clooney to remain with the company. These two created this 4 years ago. Now, according to the story, Clooney will walk away with $233 million after all is said and done. These two named the tequila Casamigos after the vacation compound they built their homes on. Apparently, they often vacation together. And the story goes they were inspired to create the tequila after vacationing together in Mexico and finding that there wasn't a single tequila that really blew them away. So let's just make our own. How about Kate Beckinsale? 43-year-old Kate Beckinsale. We always do these stories the other way, so let's do one this way. 43-year-old Kate Beckinsale with her new boyfriend. He's 21. Yeah, he's an actor.
Cougarin'.
Yeah. She's got a movie coming out called The Only Living Boy in New York. That's from a Simon and Garfunkel lyric. She plays a woman who begins romancing her married boyfriend's college-age son.
So apparently she's getting into character.
Yeah. 2 months ago, she filed for divorce from her husband. So,
and goes and gets a 21-year-old.
That's a 22-year difference. 22-year difference isn't a big difference, I don't think, when you're, 62 and 40.
But when you're 82 and 60.
43 and 21 is big. Yeah. I mean, just in lifestyles and experiences and everything,
Sure. I got 16 years on Taryn. It doesn't seem to bother us.
But 43 and 21 is different than what you guys have.
Totally.
43 and 21. I mean, when I was 21, 43-year-old was absolutely ancient. Now, you could imagine a Mrs. Robinson situation when you're a 21-year-old guy with a 43-year-old, where it's an occasional and every once in a great... But a full-on relationship...
Friends with Benny's, yeah.
A full-on relationship would just seem to be... I don't know. Courtney Cox. Now, she doesn't even look like she used to look like after all that stuff that she's had done to her face.
I haven't seen her lately, but I didn't think she ever needed it.
She admits now that she went too far with it. She said, I was trying so hard to keep up, and I actually made things worse. She says it's worse in pictures than in real life. But she said, I got one friend who was like, no more with that stuff.
So at least someone was honest with her.
Stop. And Lynyrd Skynyrd, the band, will be suing their former drummer, Artemis Pyle, over his plans to make the Skynyrd movie. Now, that Skynyrd movie is all about the 1977 plane crash. Artemis Pyle was on the plane. He was one of the survivors of the plane crash.
Well, why not get his story?
Well, Gary Rosington and Johnny Van Zant and the estates of the other Skynyrd members who were killed in the crash are among those who have filed the suit against Artemis Pyle. When Pyle announced plans to turn his life story into a biopic, he acknowledged that Skynyrd had not authorized the film, preventing the movie from incorporating the band's music. So there won't be any Skynyrd music in there. The film was initially titled Freebird, but then Artemis got a cease and desist notice. So he changed the name to...
The music's not free.
So then he changed the name to Street Survivors, the true story of the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash. Well, in the lawsuit that Rolling Stone obtained, Skynyrd argued that Artemis Pyle is free to exploit his own personal life story for the film, but the biopic is in danger of violating a 1988 consent order that members of the band, Artemis Pyle included, agreed to concerning control of the Skynyrd copyright. The consent order states no such exploitation of life story rights is authorized, which purports to be a history of the Skynyrd band as opposed to the life story of the applicable individual. Street Survivors, the true story of the Skynyrd plane crash, is reportedly in production right now. Artemus Pyle left the band in 1991. He was officially terminated after he left. The lawsuit notes that since his departure, Artemus Pyle has had numerous run-ins with the law. Well, I thought that was a requirement if you're going to be in the Skynyrd band.
Prerequisite.
You got to have Skynyrd.
And when it comes to marketing them, I think that smell is going to be a great scratch and sniff campaign to wherever they market that at the theater, the convenience store.
Or just have it on the movie poster, a scratch and sniff right there on the movie poster.
What smell would come out of the scratch and sniff, that smell, Lynyrd Skynyrd poster? Bourbon?
What?
Whiskey?
Bourbon, skull.
Sweat?
Sweat. Yeah, a mixture of all that. A mixture of all that. A mixture of all that kind of stuff. You know, put that all together like you would if you were going to do a Lynyrd Skynyrd Yankee candle.
What is that smell?
Yeah, that's right. That's the question that would be asked. Well, it's a touch of perspiration, a touch of skull, a touch of
swamp water.
Swamp water, and a touch of old Artemus's beard.
That's right.
And let's close the trash with Stephen Colbert.
There's big Ken news, because Good Morning America unveiled a whole new line of Ken dolls. But there's one new Ken that's clearly the standout. Man Bun Ken. For when you want your Barbie to hold down two jobs to support her boyfriend until his app takes off.
That's the trash.